News, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken, CJAD 800.
Good morning. It's exactly 8:21 on this 28th day already, 28th of January. It's Ken Connors, Weekends with Ken. Going to bring in Craig Sauve, municipal councillor for the Sud-West Borough that covers, St. Henry and Little Burgundy and Point St. Charles and Griffintown. Get a little feedback from Craig on how things are going in that district. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm good. Enjoying the snow?
I love the snow, actually. Got the cross-country skis out, and we hit the Lachine Canal, and it's wonderful.
Very nice. Craig, selfishly, I have an interest in the REM line because I have friends who live in Griffintown, so I thought I'd get you on the air. What are you hearing about the schedule right now, the timeline? It's been delayed a couple of times, but that line from the South Shore through Griffintown into downtown, that's the first line to open and get up and running. What are you hearing about it?
Well, that station would be an absolute game changer for Griffintown because right now there's no light rail public transit in Griffintown. And Griffintown has a pretty high density. It's going to be Montreal's densest residential neighborhood. It went from about 600 people in 2009 to about 22,000 is its final density. So that REM station is going to be absolutely necessary. The REM, as you know, it's controlled by the Caisse de dépôt. They're the ones that build the REM. And the line that was initially drawn to go through Griffintown, well, they didn't actually have a station in Griffintown originally. It was something that the city had to plead for. So it wasn't in the initial design, and that's why they hadn't started the planning for the station yet. And as of last thing I heard, I think in about 2024, 2025, they start building that station. So unfortunately, the REM will have started operating without that station constructed. That was their timeline, and we're just happy that we're going to get a station, but it's going to be a few years yet.
So how will people in Griffintown access that REM line once it opens?
Well, that line is going to be basically between William and Ottawa Streets, on top of the CN sort of rail bridge,
right,
that we know as sort of like the eastern border of Griffintown. And just on the west side of that rail bridge where the station would be is a big plot of land that the city purchased for about, $35, $38 million that's going to be a park. It used to be an old parking lot back in the day, but it's going to be an actual public space. So it might actually be one of the most beautiful REM stations when it's finished because you'll have all this amazing public space where people can meet before they get on the train. And then, or just people are just generally hanging out in Griffintown. There's so many people in Griffintown. So that park will be sort of built in consequence to the station. So once we have the final plans of the station, we can actually start planning that park too. So we sort of rely a little bit on the CDPQ to get their job done and get that station planned.
But Craig, just for my own clarity, then this initial line that's going to run from the South Shore into downtown, correct? Isn't it still set to open sometime this spring?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So they have to build that station on top of the already existing line. Again, like I said, the station was sort of added after the whole project
after
had been
fact.
Announced.
Yeah.
And it was at the city's request. And I think it makes sense. There's another potential station because we're talking about redeveloping that old area of Goose Village, right?
Yeah.
Which is on the corner of sort of Wellington Bridge towards Victoria Bridge. And there's a potential station there too. So there might be two new stations on the already open part of that REM line.
With Craig Sauve, city councillor for the Sud-West Borough, what are you hearing anything about how the testing is going? I know they had some concerns about how the REM was going to hold up during the winter with the ice and what have you. Are you hearing anything about the progress of those test runs we're taking?
It seems to be pretty positive. I think that the train did get stuck under some, I think it was there was a report in the media about that. I think what they do want to avoid is the Ottawa LRT situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you followed that a little
yeah.
bit. The rollout was very fast, but they didn't complete all their testing, and they weren't sure whether they thought they would be able to run in winter, but now the REM is testing currently. And I know my friends who live in Griffintown, citizens, they see the train going, and they see the actual tests happening, so it sort of gives us an appetite for that train. So when I think it's opening in spring, they will have at least tested throughout the winter, and if there's any road bumps there, they'll be able to smooth them out. I think it's pretty wise, actually.
How's Pill Street looking? Because I know it was torn up quite a bit over the last couple of years. I'm just wondering, has that that whole stretch of Peel, let's say from Smith all the way down, all the way up to let's say Notre Dame, how's that looking right now?
It's complete, actually. That's one of the first sections of the new Peel Street that's complete. The city is redesigning Peel from all the way from the mountain all the way down to Smith Street, and the Griffintown section's done. So we've widened the sidewalks. There's a lot more place to plant trees because it was a pretty... Griffintown needs trees. That's one of the things that citizens will tell you. It's because it's a new neighborhood and because it's an old industrial neighborhood, there wasn't a lot of trees. So there's no space on Peel to put the trees. So there's a lot of planting has been done. There's a bike path along Peel as well. And you just see the quality of the design of the street is a lot more improved. And that's something we're going to see over the years as Griffintown develops. Is the actual design, the urban design quality is really improving. So it's going to be a spectacular neighborhood when it's all finished.
Craig, we got a lot of people here at the radio station who live in the Hank in St. Henry. Any news out of St. Henry to pass on?
Well, there's going to be an amazing winter party coming next weekend. Montréal, Boreal. And that's put on by the Corridor Culturel and the local Merchants Association. It's going to be in Sir Georges Saint Cartier Park, which is sort of the center of the sort of western village of Saint-Henri. And it's going to be very cool. It's free. There's going to be some live music, some events for kids. It's fun to say that we can actually celebrate during winter and we don't have to wait until summer for the festival to begin. So this is our first winter festival in St. Henry. It's going to happen next weekend, 3 days. So that will be something to watch out for.
All right. Very good. Oh, one last thing. You know, there was all that talk for a little while about the building that baseball stadium down at the Peel Basin, but that seems to be off the books right now. Any plans for that land? That's where is it? Like right across from the Costco, I guess, right?
I'm waiting to hear too. Actually, I know that the city's working on its plans, and they haven't unveiled the plans yet. But that whole sector, what they call it, Bridge Bonaventure.
Yeah.
We're going to see a new neighborhood in Montreal, and it's right smack downtown. And so with that stadium not being built, that actually opens up a whole lot of land for residential, commercial development. We could probably see, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people live in that neighborhood. And if the REM station happens there too, it's a whole new ballgame. So I'll be looking at it when it comes out and lobbying for the best of that neighborhood too, which I'll have the honor of representing.
All right. City councilor, and he also uses his Opus card. Craig, I saw that photo of you online around the bus the other day. Good for
Proud
you.
Proud user of the STM, Metro and bus.
Me as well. Craig, always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much, Ken.
That's Craig Silvey, city councilor for the Sud-West Borough.